Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Rizindai Obuna. I am a legal practitioner and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yensom-Wike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to the wonderful people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that a kind gesture can reach a wound that only compassion can heal. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Humanitarian Day. World Humanitarian Day is a day dedicated to recognize humanitarian personnel and those who have lost their lives working for humanitarian causes. It is a time to recognize those who face danger and adversity in order to help others. The day was designated by the General Assembly to coincide with the anniversary of the 2003 bombing of the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad, Iraq, which killed 22 United Nations staff. Every day, humanitarian aid workers help millions of people around the world regardless of who they are and where they are. World Humanitarian Day is a global celebration of the people helping people. World Humanitarian Day is held every year on the 19th of August to rally support for people affected by crisis around the world. According to the United Nations report, the global security environment has become increasingly complex. It is unlikely to improve in the near future, while the overall social, political, and economic factors underpinning insecurity persists. Although millions of people have been lifted out of poverty, tempering the socio-economic conditions in which instability thrives, the number of conflicts is on the rise, and they are lasting longer. This has had a devastating impact on civilian populations, which have been affected by violence, widespread destruction of infrastructure and loss of essential services, and has contributed to the greatest global migration crisis since the Second World War. By the end of 2016, some 130 million people required emergency assistance for their survival and protection, almost 200% more than a decade earlier. A lack of political solutions, fueled by deep international or regional divisions, has continued to worsen the security conditions in protracted conflicts. In some areas, food insecurity and natural disasters have had an impact on communities that were already vulnerable owing to poverty, isolation, or inequality. As we remember and honor all humanitarian workers around the world, we must resolve to be proactive and deliberate in taking steps to minimize conflict potentials in our communities, our state, and our country as a whole. The consequences of fanning the embers of conflict are very dire for both the victims and aid helpers as well. Our guest speaker today is Ms. Rizindai Obuna, a principal legal aid officer, and she will be sharing with us her insights on the topic. Please enjoy the episode. Our caring rivers people, remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk. It's not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Rizindai Obuna, your host for today. I will be speaking on World Humanitarian Day. I'd like to share with us who a humanitarian is. Well, a humanitarian is a person who works to make other people's lives better or who promotes human welfare and social reforms. I also like to talk about a bit of the history of a World Humanitarian Day. On the 19th of August 2003, a terrorist attack hit the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad, killing 22 people, among whom was Sergio Vieira de Mello, a UN top representative in Iraq. 5 years later, the General Assembly adopted a resolution designating 19th August as World Humanitarian Day. Every year since then, the humanitarian community has organized global campaigns to commemorate World Humanitarian Day, advocating for the safety and security of humanitarian aid workers and for the survival, well-being and dignity of people affected by crisis. I'd like to give a brief history on Sergio Vieira de Mello, who is a Brazilian national who dedicated a lifetime in the United Nations and serving in some of the most challenging humanitarian situations in the world to reach the voiceless victims of armed conflict who fearlessly championed the cause of humanitarianism worldwide. And to keep his legacy, in 2006, his family and a group of close friends founded the Sergio Foundation, dedicated to continue his unfinished mission of encouraging dialogue between communities and relieving the plight of victims of humanitarian crisis. Also was dedicated to supporting initiatives and efforts to promote dialogue for peaceful reconciliation and coexistence between people and communities divided by conflict through an annual Sergio Award and Memorial Lecture, Fellowship, and advocating for the security and independence of humanitarian actors wherever they may be operating and whomever they may be operating for. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, is a part of the United Nations Secretariat, responsible for bringing together humanitarian actors to ensure response to emergencies. OCHA also ensures there is a framework within which each actor can contribute to the overall response effort. OCHA's mandate stems from General Assembly Resolution of December 1991, who in turn established the Emergency Relief Coordinator, the global champion on ground for people affected by emergencies. The Emergency Relief Coordinator is mandated with a clear leadership and coordination role for international humanitarian assistance to respond to needs of affected people and internally displaced persons. They work from country, regional, and liaison offices around the world. Specialized staff work to ensure that effective assistance reaches millions of humanitarian beneficiaries, being the victims of conflicts and war and disasters. The General Assembly of the UN through OCHA led high-level humanitarian response in high-risk conflict environments like Yemen, South Sudan, Syria. They have always been on the front line of international response. Since 1993, United Nations Disaster Assessment and Coordination has been first international emergency response team to arrive at the scene of over 281 disasters. From the Indian Ocean tsunami of 2004 to the Haiti earthquake in 2010 and the West Africa Ebola outbreak of 2014. OCHA have responded to 281 emergencies in over 110 countries around the world as soon as they strike. OCHA, in fact, celebrates 25 years with the help of the Central Emergency Fund, CERF, funded by various sister states. Over the years, the UN has celebrated the World Humanitarian Day with unique and distinct themes to recognize and inspire the humanitarian aid workers. And I would like to take back from 2 years, the World Humanitarian Day 2016 theme was One Humanity. In 2016, the World Humanitarian Day followed on one of the most pivotal moments in the history of humanitarian action. The World Humanitarian Summit, held in May in Istanbul, During the summit, world leaders came together to declare their collective support for the new agenda for humanity and commit to bold action to reduce suffering and deliver better for the millions of people in need of humanitarian assistance. The World Humanitarian Day 2017 theme was Not a Target. For the 2017 World Humanitarian Day, humanitarian partners came together to reaffirm that civilians caught in conflict are not a target. Through a global online campaign featuring an innovative partnership with Facebook Live, together with events held around the world, voices were raised to advocate for the most vulnerable people in war zones, demanding that world leaders do everything in their power to protect civilians in conflict. The campaign followed the UN Secretary General's report on the protection of civilians in armed conflict, which was launched early 2017. Laying out its path to protection, the Secretary General called for enhanced respect for international humanitarian and human rights law and protection of civilians, including humanitarian and medical workers, as well as civilian infrastructure. The World Humanitarian Day 2018 theme is also Not a Target. The World Humanitarian Day 2018 seeks to build on the momentum created last year in 2017 by the Not a Target campaign, in line with the call to action in the 2018 Secretary General's Annual Protection of Civilian Report in Armed Conflict. World Humanitarian Day will continue to provide a key opportunity to mobilize member states and civil society to this critical issue. OCHA and creative partners have designed a digital campaign which will mobilize citizens, decision makers, celebrities, and the humanitarian community to stand together under the Not a Target message and sign the first ever living petition for the protection of civilians via social media. In place of the signed document, the living petition will project faces, names, and locations onto screens and onto a social-powered sculpture created by an artist specifically for the UN and this campaign. The projected faces on the sculpture will address ordinary leaders at the General Assembly and speak up for civilians caught up in conflict with the use of a voiceover. We will be taking a short break at this point, and when we come back, we will be discussing the Nigerian situation.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi. If you do bad,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No do bad you,
now you go take your head and carry am.
No play person, why you?
Now you go take.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. In fighting, intrigue, he's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you're the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetix on radio, and I am Rizindai Obona, your host for today. I have been speaking on World Humanitarian Day, and speaking of the Nigerian situation, in recent times, Nigeria has experienced a lot of humanitarian crises resulting from armed conflict and flooding in different parts of the country. In the Northeast, for example, women and children continue to suffer sexual abuse and exploitation at an alarming rate. Women, men, and children face grave human rights violations, sexual and gender-based violence, including rape. Since the start of the conflict in 2009, more than 20,000 people have been killed, countless women, boys, and girls abducted, and children drafted as so-called suicide bombers. Girls have been used in the vast majority of these attacks. On the 17th of January 2017, there was a tragic incident that led to the death, injury of civilians and aid workers in the bombing of an IDP camp by the Nigerian security forces in what was then a newly accessible area in northeast Nigeria. Such events, along with other access challenges faced by the humanitarian community, demonstrate the very real danger of providing assistance in conflict-affected areas. Various aid workers from humanitarian organizations who were at the IDP camps also narrated their experiences, including how families struggled to survive under harsh conditions, particularly the challenge of food and health care services, coupled with insecurity as a major hindrance in their operation to reach the IDPs. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator, Munir Safielding, there are 2 million internally displaced persons in Nigeria. There are less than 150 Nigerians who crossed the borders looking for assistance outside Nigeria, and only 200,000 displaced people who are in the camps, and 1.8 million of them are in host communities. Following these accounts, in Bama camp, where we have close to 25,000 displaced people, the first and only school built for 2,000 children was established by the Nigerian army. According to one aid worker, "I went to Gwoza and there are more than 20,000 displaced people who came around. There were no health facilities. Hundreds of them were queuing in front of the military hospital for assistance. While I was there, I witnessed two deliveries of newborn babies. One was normal delivery and the other through cesarean section, and all conducted by doctors, midwives, and nurses of the military." Also in Dikwa, there are 70,000 displaced persons in the camp coming from 118 villages around Dikwa. Unfortunately, people could only eat a meal once a day, beans or rice day after day, and no assistance reaching them from the international and national humanitarian communities. These various accounts illustrate the challenges faced by civilians and aid workers in these conflict zones in Nigeria. From the international scene, according to Guardian of 23rd September 2016, Vice President of the Humanitarian Policy and Practice at Interaction, Patricia McIrelvey, said, "Aid workers are under attack. We are bleeding out from 1,000 small cuts. We are being robbed, raped, and murdered in Afghanistan, South Sudan, Yemen, Syria, and countless other places. The reaction from politicians, however, has been only words, promises to do better, pledges to investigate, condolences for our losses, press releases, and political assurances are not enough. The protection of humanitarian workers from attack is an increasingly critical challenge for the effective delivery of assistance in complex environments around the world. Recent years have seen a significant increase in deliberate attacks against humanitarian professionals. Such attacks endanger their lives, violate international humanitarian law, and jeopardize the consistent and effective delivery of relief to populations in need. As part of efforts made in the world to protect humanitarian aid workers, the Harvard University, in an attempt to prefer solutions to the high rate of attacks against humanitarian aid workers, created ATA, the Advanced Training Program on Humanitarian Action. ATA, through undertaking extensive research, reconvening discussions, and advanced practitioners workshop at the regional level, is focused on bridging the gap between law and reality of operations on the ground to advance the protection of aid workers in insecure settings and foster a space for humanitarian practitioners to engage in professional exchange about the challenges and dilemmas of their own protection. There are a couple of suggestions from humanitarian professionals, academia, researchers on policies and ways to protect aid workers in conflict areas and how to effectively deliver relief to victims of conflict, which can be drawn from. As a people, we must consciously and continuously encourage the governments locally and internationally to commission researches in seeking ways to better protect civilians and humanitarian aid workers all around the world. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. This year, there'll be a series of events happening all around the world to mark the World Humanitarian Day. In Nigeria, the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, in collaboration with National Commission for Refugees, Migrants and Internally Displaced Persons, with support of the United Nations Systems in Nigeria and ECOWAS, is organizing the 2018 World Humanitarian Day. As Nigeria joins other countries to observe the day, on Saturday, 18th August, there would be a roadblock walk at 7 a.m. in Old Parade Ground, Garki Area 10, Abuja, and on Sunday, 19th August, a special radio spotlight to stress the significance of the day. In conclusion, let me quote Senate President Bukola Saraki's speech from this day's newspaper, dated 20th of August, 2017. As the world commemorates World Humanitarian Day 2017, we must all take a second to reflect on the successes that we have recorded in routing out the rampant violent extremism that plagued our nation just a few years ago. We must also never forget that hundreds of thousands of Nigerian families and millions of lives are still affected by the residual impact of terrorism and the Boko Haram menace. Many survivors are still in the process of recovering, while many families will never again be the same. On this note, Nigeria and Nigerians must join the United Nations and the rest of the world in reaffirming that civilians, like host communities and aid workers, must never be targeted in conflicts. Innocent lives must never be victims. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.